You're listening to New Technia. Australia takes Telegram to court over terror videos it says stayed online. Australia's online safety regulator has sued Telegram, alleging the service left reported terrorist videos and related accounts accessible despite legal duties to act. The case could test how far governments can demand proactive moderation from messaging platforms. But the allegations remain unproved and Telegram will contest them. Australia's online safety regulator has taken Telegram to federal court, alleging that reported terrorist videos and the channels carrying them remained available despite rules requiring online services to detect, remove, and disrupt this material. Telegram rejects the allegations, so the filing begins a legal test rather than proving that the company broke the law. The 30-second summary. What happened? Australia's eSafety Commissioner opened civil penalty proceedings against Telegram on July 30, 2026 after a year-long investigation into pro-terror material. Why does it matter? The case asks whether a messaging platform must do more than react to individual complaints, including finding known videos and disabling the networks that redistribute them. What is the catch? These are the regulator's allegations. Telegram denies them, says it blocks extremist communities and will contest the case. Key number. A $54.6 million is the maximum civil penalty the regulator says could apply, not a fine that has already been imposed. Why this case matters beyond Australia? Telegram combines private messaging with large groups and broadcast channels that can reach unlimited audiences. That hybrid design makes it useful for ordinary communication and political movements, but it also complicates the familiar argument that a messaging service merely carries private conversations. The important question is not whether one offensive post was deleted. Australia is testing whether platforms must build systems that recognize previously identified terrorist material, close associated channels, and reduce repeated distribution. NewTechnia's reading is that this systemic obligation is the real dispute, while the headline-sized potential penalty is secondary. What the regulator alleges. In its July 30th statement, eSafety said some material reported by Australian users remained accessible for as long as 3 weeks. It also alleged that known footage connected to the Christchurch and Buffalo mass shootings had been uploaded almost 3 months before removal. The regulator says Telegram failed to remove some relevant accounts, channels, and groups, did not sufficiently disrupt redistribution, and did not always tell complainants what happened after a report. Reuters reported that the court filing refers to 12 posts reported between July and October 2025, with 10 allegedly left up or not followed by blocking the associated accounts. What Australian law expects platforms to do? The case concerns Australia's relevant electronic services standard under the Online Safety Act. The standard does not rely only on removing material after a complaint. It requires covered services to take reasonable steps to prevent, detect, disrupt, and deter unlawful material, including pro-terror content. The Official Legal Proceedings Register lists Court File VID 836/2026, describes the issue as an alleged breach of Section 146(1), and records the matter as currently before the court. This distinction matters. A regulator's filing is evidence of enforcement, not a judicial finding. Telegram's response. Telegram told news organizations that it rejects the allegations and will defend itself. It argues that its anti-terrorism work is documented and that it has blocked thousands of extremist communities. The Associated Press reported the company's figure of more than 150,000 terrorist-related communities blocked during 2026. That number provides context but does not settle the case. A large removal total can coexist with failures involving particular reports or systems, while a small set of alleged failures does not by itself describe moderation across the entire platform. The court will have to examine the specific evidence and the reasonableness of Telegram's safeguards. Before we overstate the case, no court has ruled that Telegram violated the law, and the company disputes the regulator's account. A $54.6 million is the maximum possible penalty cited by eSafety, not an amount already ordered. The proceeding concerns alleged handling of unlawful public or large audience material. It does not by itself decide the broader debate over encryption or require regulators to read every private message. Telegram's self-reported blocking figures have not resolved whether its response to the posts named in the filing met Australia's standard. What happens next? Telegram can file its defense, and the federal court may later publish hearing dates, orders, and judgments. The case could clarify what reasonable steps mean for a service that spans private chats, groups, and broadcast channels. If Australia succeeds, other regulators may treat the decision as support for demanding preventative systems rather than complaint-by-complaint deletion. If Telegram defeats the claim, the judgment could expose limits in how current safety standards apply to messaging architecture. Either way, the meaningful outcome will be the court's reasoning, not the size of the penalty printed in today's headlines. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.